Let's get you on the move. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Essoff, only on The Voice of the Cape.
So, of course, 18 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning. And if you just joined us, welcome into it. Nice having you with us. We are moving along to our first feature this morning. And, of course, you know, over the past few weeks and months, you know, everyone's been talking about a COVID-19 vaccine. We've seen it being rolled out in other countries across the globe. When will it be hitting South Africa's shores? And, of course, last week we also heard the Minister of Health mention that the rollout will, for the earliest, try and take place by the end of January. So what exactly is it that we will be getting, and what exactly is in store for South Africa come the end of the month going into Feb? We've seen 1 million is what we've been told will be rolled out first. And there have been, you know, a few concerns around it, but also people just needing that information. So, of course, this morning we do have online Dr. Angelique Kutsia, chairperson of the South African Medical Association, who's going to be speaking to us. Doc, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and a very good morning to all your listeners out there, and thank you for asking us.
Only a pleasure. So, of course, you know, we have seen the COVID-19 vaccine and its various sources, shapes and forms, you know, being rolled out globally. South Africa, you know, just waiting anxiously and with bated breath. Of course, those that will take it, those that won't be taking it. But firstly, you know, how does the South African Medical Association react to the announcement that come the end of Jan, you know, we could be getting a vaccine for ourselves?
Well, the South African Medical Association is extremely glad that there is finally a vaccine coming into the country, especially for the healthcare workers. It's important to understand that healthcare workers is not only nurses and cleaners, but anyone working with patients at coalface. That includes your medical doctors, it includes your physios, it includes your dentists, it includes actually the whole spectrum of allies as well as your nurses. So whether we have enough vaccines would be seen as we go forward. As again, it's important to understand that it's not compulsory to be vaccinated.
Indeed. Now, of course, you know, when it comes to the vaccines that South Africa will be getting, I mean, the sources in terms of what we have been told via the media, we're speaking about AstraZeneca, we're speaking about Johnson & Johnson. So, you know, in terms of those vaccines, you know, perhaps telling us a bit more in terms of the different variants.
Okay, so the vaccines, predominantly two types of vaccines. The one is the mRNA type of vaccine. That is the new technology that they are using. That is applicable to your Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer is still in the process of application in South Africa. Extremely expensive, so a very good vaccine. But I think for now, if it comes into the country, it would only be in small numbers due to logistic problems. You need to vaccinate and then 3 weeks later get your second vaccination. The one that we are currently going to get into the country is the AstraZeneca one as well as the Johnson one. They're using the old adenovirus substrate. It's old technology that they are using, and they will also need to, Johnson & Johnson would only need one vaccine, and your AstraZeneca will unfortunately again need two. But it seems to us that you don't have to have your second shot within 4 weeks. It can be up to 3 months. So it would now be dependable on the government, with this 1.5 million coming in, whether they're going to vaccinate 1.5 million. And then within the next 3 months get another 1.5 million in, or whether they're going to use the 1.5 million to more or less vaccinate 750,000 people.
Now, Doc, also if we were to come in and just to understand very briefly, you know, what exactly the vaccines contain and the possible side effects, if any.
Okay, it's very difficult. The short-term side effects is, you know, you can have an adverse reaction within 30 minutes. So it would be important that when you go for your vaccine, you need to stay in that facility for 30 minutes before you can leave the facility. The second thing is you can maybe 2 or 3 days later, again, have, you know, like with any of your other vaccinations, you can have a red area, painful, maybe a bit of a fever, stuff like that. Then up to 3 months later, you can have another immune response. It's extremely rare, but it can happen. And then from there on, we don't know. There's no data on any long-term side effects because, I mean, this is only recently released. Then normally you will have up to five years of trial free. And we all know that, yeah, we don't have less than a year of data on trial, on the third trial, or the third phase of the trial. So that would only time tell, you know, we will not know.
Mm. Doctor, in terms of the makeup of the vaccines, you know, and what exactly these vaccines contain, over the past few months, we've seen rumors and comments coming through about, you know, what exactly questioning the makeup of these vaccines in terms of, I think at one point I heard something about some, you know, that was doing the rounds online saying that cells were used from aborted fetuses. We've heard comments that, you know, possibly animal cells are used in the makeup of the vaccine. Perhaps just clarifying on that.
No, please, please, that is a lot of nonsense. No, please, please, please. I mean, you know what? People saying that should actually be taken up and be held responsible for that fake news. That is absolute rubbish. It's an adenovirus substrate. It's the same substrate that's been used for your flu vaccines. It's nothing that has changed some of the makeup, or if I can put it like that, makeup of the vaccine to be applicable against neutralizing the COVID-19 virus. So no, nothing of that is true. So you're not going to grow a beard or horns or any of that nonsense. That's nonsense. That's really rubbish.
Doug, in terms of, you know, the conversation around the vaccine and the timeline in which the vaccine was manufactured, you know, many are saying, you know, we were told that the beginning could have taken up to 18 months. Of course, we've seen within a few months this vaccine coming to light. Perhaps telling us, you know, the research and the history on how this vaccine has been put together.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the AstraZeneca because for now that is applicable to our country. So the new virus substrate that they are using, it's old technology. It's been used, you know, over many, many, many years. So what happens in the case of a COVID-19? Normally, if you want to bring a new vaccine on the market, there's a lot of red tape that you need to go through. You need to get sponsorship, and then you have to go through a vigorous process from a lot of countries. But it's all paperwork. It's all to do with paperwork. So that has been cut out. And that's why they could immediately go into, you know, the normal technologies that they would normally use and change it to make it applicable in the case of the vaccine of COVID-19. So again, short term, we are quite confident what the short term side effects would be. But now on, because of the fact that this vaccine, it's not been on the market for 5 years yet. We do not know whether you can maybe have an adverse reaction. You don't need to have anything in 5 years from now on. The adenovirus or the AstraZeneca is quite safe because, as I said, we know that substrate or basis that they are using. It's a bit more difficult with the mRNA, but the mRNA has been used in cancer patients. To treat cancer patients. So that technology is also not that new. What is new is that it's new in fighting your virus, and especially the COVID-19.
Yeah.
But it's not a new technology either.
But let's also see and look at it very quickly, Doctor, in terms of the administering of the vaccine. Is it something that you've got to take annually? Is it a once-off? You know, how will this be administered?
Okay, for the AstraZeneca one, you need two vaccines or two shots. So you need one. Normally, in the beginning they said it should be 4 weeks later, but the new data is showing that the second injection could be up to 3 months later. And it's exactly the same type of, you know, it will be in the upper arm. And it's not for children and it's not for pregnant women at this stage. We are also not sure. We're waiting for the guidelines. But it seems to us that if you had COVID before, during this last a few months, then also then you will not be vaccinated in this first round. Okay. Even if you have antibodies against the virus, you will also not be vaccinated because you already have some antibodies. So how it's practically going to work out at the coalface, there's still a lot of questions and there's still a lot of uncertainty on how and who's going to do it and whether there would be a resuscitation type of team with if something happens to the patient who get a severe adverse reaction within half an hour.
Doc, I know you need to run into another interview, but perhaps just two final questions that you could answer for us this morning. In terms of, we spoke about the cost earlier, but many have been asking, for those that cannot afford it, rather, will it be rolled out free for them? And then also, once the vaccine makes its way into South Africa, we understand that it will be kept at a secret location in terms of not wanting theft of the vaccine.
Okay, I'm not so sure about the secret location, but what is going to happen is if you, in the first round, we're now talking about healthcare workers, if you're not on a medical scheme and you can't afford it, you will be vaccinated through the state. If you are on a medical scheme, it would come from your risk and not from your day-to-day because it's a prescribed minimum benefit. And then when the vaccine, as far as we understand it, it comes into the country, it will be distributed to the provinces, and from the provinces it will then move downwards to the district. And then the detail on how it's going to reach the private sector is not clear to us at this stage.
All right. Well, Dr. Angelique Kutsia, we thank you for joining us on air this morning and, of course, speaking to us with regards to the rollout of those COVID-19 vaccines once they make their way into South Africa, hopefully towards the end of this month. I was chairperson of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Angelique Kutsia.